This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcour.
Proposals are now open for the Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery's 2023 season and is encouraging new artists to apply, says Kristen Schofield-Sweet, chair of the Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery Society. No prior experience presenting your work is necessary to propose a show. The gallery does a series of shows from around June to mid-September and picks up about 5 to 6 shows depending on the number of applicants. The deadline for receiving proposals is noon on Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. I spoke with Kristen Schofield-Sweet about the history of the Old Schoolhouse Gallery, details and tips on proposing a show, and what this opportunity offers a local artist.
This is Kristen Schofield-Sweet, and I am the chair of the board for the Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery Society, and a practicing artist. I've lived on Cortez for 33 years, and the Schoolhouse Gallery was, in fact, one of the very first community connections I had back in 1990, and I think one of the remarkable things about this community and the Schoolhouse Gallery is that both have evolved to create a really very professional space with really professional work being shown.
Tell us about the call for proposals coming in 2023 and what that could mean for an artist that might want to show their work on Cortez.
The call for proposals, again, is, I believe the closing date is March 7th at noon. And it may not surprise you or listeners at all to realize that we sometimes get a proposal at 11:37 on March 7th, and that's fine. We've actually had people who, I think one of the things is a bit of a background, it's good to be having this conversation early in the season because it takes a while. It takes a while to put together a body of work, to come up with what's called, in the big time, a curatorial premise. What is that? It's a theme. It's like, what's your show's about? What do you want the viewer to experience? It can be a phrase, a single word, something that organizes your thinking and your work. So one of the things that we look for when we are receiving a proposal is that whether it's for an individual or for a group show, and I'll talk about that for a moment, is that they are, if you will, one-of-a-kind pieces. They're not things you've gathered up from, I don't know, purchases at the market or from Etsy or something, unless you're building something else out of those. So there's a strong emphasis on originality, that your work quintessentially you. And that's where that notion of a theme or what is it I'm trying to say here? What do I want people to see and to experience when they look at my work? Also, and this is something that sometimes every artist, including myself, has to struggle with, the proposal needs to indicate enough pieces to, the phrase is, hold the gallery. It's not a huge space, but unless your 5 art pieces are each 5 by 7 feet, you're going to need probably 15, 20 would be, if they were of a typical size, 2-dimension on the wall, that would barely do it. So one of the reasons that the call for proposals goes across a long time, here we have 4 months, but if you have a few pieces underway and you have some good thinking about how you would like to present them, creating enough pieces of art to hold the gallery is really quite an enterprise. And so that's one of the things that the selection committee looks at, is like, however exciting the show, if there's not enough works, quite often you might be encouraged to create a group show, show with somebody else. And those are 2 other categories of exhibition I'll just mention. What I was just talking about was a solo show. You decide that you've got a good title, you've got a good theme, you've got enough, at least a good number of works that you can show the gallery board, this is where I'm going. You've got enough of those photographed that you can supply at least 5 digital examples. So you put together a proposal and you send it off. A group show is going to have slightly different guidelines. For example, you still need the title of the show. You'd still like to have a theme. But because it's a group of people, it's important that theme includes everybody. It's not four people who are showing independent of each other. They just each happen to be on a separate wall. But rather that each artist's work contributes to that premise, contributes to that theme, so that somehow seeing all that work together is a larger, more encompassing experience than just seeing any one of those artists' works by themselves. So in general, the two categories are a solo show, you're an artist by yourself, a group show, you're an artist showing with one or more artists. And I believe that the call for proposals, the document that describes everything I'm talking about and probably does it better, is available by email. It has been sent out, but you can also get a copy at schoolhouseartgallery@gmail.com. And Schoolhouse Art Gallery is all one word, lowercase. And if you didn't get an application, and after hearing this show, you think, I could do that. I could think about that. You can certainly send an email, and our manager, Bianca Lee, would be happy to send you an application.
So what do you think this opportunity to show your work at the Old Schoolhouse Gallery, what do you think this opportunity offers a resident artist of Cortez who, you know, maybe they haven't ever shown their work publicly, or maybe they haven't often. What does this offer to them, do you think?
That's another really good question. And it's probably a question that's right at the crux of most art making. It's one thing if I look at it, why do I want somebody else to look at it? And how does that happen? And why should it happen? I've been an practicing artist for 50 years or more. I've taught at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design for 11 years, both in art education and in the foundation divisions. And I think that the two things jump out to me. To actually put yourself on the wall, because that's what you're doing, is a tremendous opportunity for courage. But not courage in a place of, oh dear, what if people don't like it? It's like you have to take a risk. You have to say, yeah, this is me. I'm willing to say, look at this effort, this energy. This is my perspective. So there's a great sense of personal and of a kind of a confirmation that comes from showing and I highly recommend it for that reason alone. I think in general, and for not just artists, but the general island population, quite frankly, the Old Schoolhouse Gallery, as far as I know, is the only place on the island where you can buy art for your home that is consistently excellent. Doesn't mean there's not other places that show work and that do a good job with it. But the Old Schoolhouse Gallery has a season. Starts in post-COVID. We were starting in June and going through mid-September. So we are typically choosing 5 or 6 shows, depending on the number of applications and how those arrange in the calendar. So there's an opportunity to be part of an arts community, to not just go to your own show, not just have the courage to take the chance to be on the wall, but also to become involved in going to the artist talks, to the openings, to the shows that then unfold across the whole season. So it's just as significantly an opportunity to be in a community of people who are having the same kind of felt experiences that you are. And that's pretty rare nowadays. Most of us, our sense of community is somehow attached to a device. And art is, quite frankly, the opposite of that in most cases.
I love that. Yeah. And in terms of opportunity too, correct me if I'm wrong, but this gallery does not require any previously published work. So you could truly be a new artist per se and debut at the Old Schoolhouse Gallery. It's not restricted to only experienced artists, correct?
Oh, not only is that correct, but we are really encouraging, and especially in a kind of a post-COVID atmosphere, we're really encouraging what in the in-community is called the emerging artist. Someone who is just feeling their way, and there's a number of artists on the island who, quite frankly, I wish they would apply to the gallery. I see little snips of their work here and there, or it's on a poster, or it's a collective of folks who put together some kind of signage, or they're part of a market, and go, wow, how come we haven't seen them? And I think that, in part, is also a requirement on the gallery's part to find ways to reach out, create a more inviting atmosphere. Yes, we do have a formal application process, and it's for lots of good reasons, and courage and risk are a couple of them. It also allows us to have a, if you will, a kind of parallel area for looking at applications. So let's say we get 10 proposals and we have space for 5. We don't want the 5 we didn't choose to simply be because I met that person at the grocery store, I don't really care for them. That's never a criteria. It needs to be based on something. And I described those criteria at the very beginning. One-of-a-kind pieces, originality, uniqueness, a large enough body of work to hold the gallery, presented in a way that is finished work. And that right there, now that you've caused me to think of it, might be one of the most important things for an emerging or an experienced artist to keep in mind, is that the work needs to be, in quotes, ready to hang or ready to show. That means that it isn't masking taped to the back of a frame or held up with a piece of baling wire. It needs to be secure and finished in its hanging. Now, not every work needs to be in a frame, absolutely. In fact, many works are unframed because that's part of their purpose. That's part of their originality. But that still means that they are prepared to show. For example, you have a really interesting stone sculpture, but it's not very steady. The gallery is at great risk of showing a piece that could fall and be damaged or hurt somebody else. So being, in quotes, ready to hang means in this instance that sculpture piece has some kind of stable base, some way to keep it properly secure when it's being shown. You can always write back to the Old Schoolhouse Gallery at Gmail. And if you have questions about how to present, what's the best way to frame something, can I use this kind of material, you know, send an email. That's how you learn.
Thank you for your time helping all that happen. And thanks for your time with this interview.
Well, I'm very happy to do so. And again, schoolhouseartgallery@gmail.com will get a hold of somebody that can answer questions or give advice or resend forms. All that's fine. And we hope to see you at the opening of our 2023 season.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.